As the Gaza ceasefire takes effect, the world's media reports displaced Palestinians on the move yet again, returning north along the coastal road, on foot, to Gaza City. It's only days ago that we heard from Sami Abu Salem how he managed to flee from Gaza City with his family southwards to Al-Mughazi. So, the morning after the ceasefire was agreed, I messaged him, "Is there hope this morning, Sami?" And today I asked, "Are you returning to Gaza City?" Here is Sami's reply.
"Hi, Mike. Thank you. I'm not going back to Gaza because basically our house is destroyed and the house I used to rent is damaged. And lots of houses are damaged and there is crisis of water in Gaza City and streets are closed with rubble and destruction. So I will delay it to see what is running. Because now I'm busy in lots of stories, people who return to Gaza, by the way, or to Khan Yunis, or to the allowed areas, are so busy in collecting dead bodies. Tens and tens of people are buried under rubble. Other of them are in the streets. Parts of them have been eaten by dogs and cats. And I'm looking for some people who has been killed, who have been killed in the last moment of the war, just hours before the truce. So I'm not going to Gaza for living there. No opportunity. And I have also friends. Lots of friends are not going back. They are from Gaza City, but they are not going back. They stay in their tents and their shelters because they have no other options because the Israeli strike flattened their houses."
When dogs and cats are eating human body parts in Gaza's destroyed streets, it will take time for survivors to restore their trust in humanity. Maybe a lifetime.
"And we do not trust the truth. We do not trust the truth. I think that the Israelis, after receiving the hostages, they may make other troubles. I'm not sure. I hope it will continue. Or maybe they create something. If they would like to violate it, they will do it. At least they will send one of their collaborators to shoot two so-called rockets towards Israel, and they will hit Gaza again."
Israel avowed the destruction of Hamas. But what the world has seen in these 2 years is the destruction of Gaza. Now, Sami questions Israel's own self-declared goal.
"And by the way, all of Israeli claims, we want to finish Hamas, to finish Hamas, to finish Hamas, it is just a lie. They can't stranglehold Hamas without one single gunshot. I mean, even before war. Financially, they can't close the accounts of their leaders or their associations. But you know, their real business are in London. And Netanyahu used to transfer $30 million to Hamas every month. It seems it was funding for the 7th of October. It is strange, you know. And they know how to deal with Hamas. I do not talk about military. Lots of other soft power, they can finish Hamas lightly. But they do not want. And I expect that Hamas will stay in Gaza according to Israeli will. Will stay in Gaza, will they have influence? Of course not like before, but that's what I expect that will happen.